Welcome to the App Marketing Growth Hacking Podcast. Find out everything about app marketing and growth hacks with Timur Teyapov. This podcast is your mobile app marketing advantage.
Hello, my dear fellows, and welcome to the new episode of the App Marketing Growth Hacking Podcast. And today, I would like to present you an effective growth hack, how to make use of machine learning models. These tips can really help users to find the best content in their home feed. We will see how it works referring to pinnability case developed by Pinterest. So pay more attention and let's get started. Today, the social network Pinterest counts more than 30 billion images. Pinners fall back on this source daily for viewing or searching images. The new content is mostly provided by the home feed, so it's valuable for pinners. However, it used to have problems with information relevance. To improve this situation, developers launched Pinnability. The machine learning models developed to help pinners in searching the best content in their home feed. Before launching Pinnability, it used only chronological principle. It means that a new pin from the same source always appeared before an old pin, without taking into account what people may find to be most interesting. After Pinnability launched, the candidate pins for home feed were scored using the personalized Pinnability models. So, what's the algorithm of Pinnability? First of all, developers applied state-of-the-art machine learning models, including logistic regression, support vector machines, gradient-boosted decision trees, and convolutional neural networks. They did it to predict the interaction between a pinner and a pin accurately. Before launching a model for an online A/B experiment, developers evaluated its offline performance based on historical data. Hey, hey, App Nation! Are you interested in app downloads increase at minimum cost? Do you want to double your conversion rate on an App Store landing page? You are in the right place. Our app marketing agency help people drive organic app downloads and change the world every single day. We are focusing on our two core competencies, App Store optimization and podcasting outsourcing. App Store optimization is a crucial piece of the mobile app marketing. We will provide a service to help you rank higher in an App Store search results and increase conversion rate on an App Store landing page. Cost per install for app downloads is increasing constantly, so it's time to employ other sources. Podcasting is a huge organic source today, and there is very low competition. For instance, iTunes Directory has more than 500 million subscribers. We provide the entire podcasting service for mobile apps. Visit justforward.co for more information and also get my App Store Optimization Udemy course absolutely free. justforward.co. The three major components of Pinnability functioning are training instance generation, model generation, and home feed serving. The basis of the Pinnability training data is the historical pinner interaction with home feed pins. All positive and negative actions correspond to certain training instances. Content features fall into three general categories: pin features, pinner features, and interaction features. In model generation, it was observed that the best way tends to be either logistic regression or gradient-boosted decision trees for pinnability. For online A/B testing, developers prioritize models based on offline AUC scores. So currently, they only use offline batch data to train pinnability models. However, it was tested and confirmed that the model coefficients do not change substantially when trained on different batches of data separated by several days. And finally, HomeFeed is powered by the in-house smart feed infrastructure. When a user logs on or refreshes HomeFeed, Smart Feed Content Generator selects the new content according to the relevant scores. So that's it with this episode. Let me know what do you think about this case in comments below. Also, let me know what do you think about my podcast. Welcome to my iTunes page by this link, justforward.co/review. You can leave your feedback there. I really appreciate it. Thanks for your attention. See you in new episodes.
Thank you very much for listening. This has been the App Marketing Growth Hacking Podcast. Make sure you visit the website justforward.co, where you can find all this information and much more every single day. Stay tuned.